All right. I want to do a quick little hello just to make sure we got your levels good here.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Pigate.
You sexy hello. You.
Hi.
Hello. No.
Okay, we're about ready to get things Geronimo. Started here.
Geronimo.
Okay, I'll do a little introduction here.
Well, we're joined in the studio today by the Olympus Piano Trio here on this Friday, March 31st. We have quite a few folks in the studio today. We're also joined with Dr. Robert Engelhart of the NMU Music Department. So why don't we do a little introduction around the table here? So who would like to go first today?
Well, I'll go first since I'm superfluous essentially to this. It's great to be here representing the music department and the university to have hosted all week long this fabulous group, the Olympus Piano Trio, and we're so glad that you're here for this interview so that people can get the notice about what's happening this evening. So, we have next to me a brilliant man known as...
Well, hello there. My name is Konstantin. I am the pianist of the Olympus Piano Trio group. It is our honor to be here. I'd like to thank Dr. Engelhart for his tremendous support. And right next to me.
Hello, I'm Reggie Papa, violinist of the Olympus Trio. It's been great fun having interactions with the students, playing in every classroom. I've learned a lot, hopefully. We've shown something new and looking forward to our concert tonight.
Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody. I'm Ben Capps, cellist of the Olympus Piano Trio from New York City. It's a real pleasure to be here, giving so many different performances throughout the college campus and in all these different formats, interfacing with different classes and the student body. It's going to be really, really fun culminating event tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a concert tonight at Reynolds Recital Hall featuring the Olympus Piano Trio at 7:30 this evening. So if you'd like a preview of that, you can also catch them right here today at the Olson Library. And they also do have a little preview of some music that you can hear. So we're going to hear from them right now with a little bit of a piece from the Olympus Piano Trio. You just heard a little sample of the Olympus Piano Trio here on Public Radio 90, and they're joining us here in the studio today. So let's tell our listeners why you're here today. You had a busy week thus far, and you're culminating with a few things today. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening today?
This is part of we have a Cyril Endowment Artist Residency program each year. And we've been able to bring in a visiting group, a chamber music group each year, with the intent of providing a wide range of performances that take the music out to the students in classrooms, in public spaces, wherever we possibly can interface directly with them, rather than the unfortunate isolation of classical music within the concert hall, the elitism that unfortunately people feel that it's something that other people do and not me. And the idea is to interface with these students, get them interested in it, and provide an opportunity for them to get excited about this music and then offer this concert at the end. So we've been, as Konstantin said, classroom visits and playing in open cafeterias and things like that.
Right. Yeah, getting that exposure to as many different kind of environments as possible. So, guys, can you tell us a little bit about how your week here at Northern has been thus far? Maybe a favorite place you performed, or how the response has been?
Well, one of the coolest things to say we did was a couple of days ago on Wednesday, we shared the stage with a rock band where we had Bach meets rock or versus rock. Or
yeah.
So we got to be on stage and then traded off classical pieces, rock pieces, and the audience seemed to enjoy it very much.
Good, excellent.
And we have been having mini performances all throughout the campus at noon every day from Tuesday to Friday. Today we also have one more. Where is it exactly?
Well, that's in the main lobby of the Olson Library here on campus. So if you walk to the circulation desk right about noon, in a little while, you will hear this group performing for 40 minutes or so.
Yeah, great. I'm hoping to get up there myself since it's in the same building here, so I'll actually get a chance to hear and see you guys perform there as well. So that'll be a nice treat today. What can our listeners expect from your performance both this afternoon in the library and then also this evening as well?
Well, this afternoon, we haven't really planned out yet. We kind of like the freedom and flexibility here this week of being able to go to these mini performances and classroom performances, sit down, look at each other, and say, what should we play?
Right.
So this afternoon, I'm not sure. But tonight, we do know we'll be playing three masterpieces by three different composers. The first is Beethoven, whom I'm sure everybody knows. It's a fantastic trio entitled The Ghost Piano Trio. We'll also be playing a very dark and powerful trio by Soviet composer Shostakovich. It's a really one-of-a-kind piece, not much that compares to it. And we'll be ending the program tonight with Mendelssohn's Second Piano Trio in C minor. It's a fantastic piece, full of lots of different colors and emotions, and it really represents the pinnacle of the Romantic era. And we'll have a little lighthearted surprise at the end, so we hope everybody can come out and join us for the show tonight.
Nice. That sounds like a nice variation of themes and moods that you guys will be bringing to the audience tonight, kind of going from the dark to the light and things like that. So that sounds very lovely. So tell us a little bit about the name of your trio, the Olympus Piano Trio. Do you guys have something that you all share as part of your background?
Sure thing. We all have a shared Greek heritage. Me and Reggie were born and raised in Greece, and Ben's mother is Greek, so he's half Greek. And we all have ties and family in Greece, so I think we all want to celebrate that aspect.
Absolutely, yeah, and you get to share
that. And that's the name of the trio.
Excellent. I guess I can ask: have you guys performed in Greece at all as well, too?
Yes, we have. We've given a number of concerts in Greece, some of our most memorable concerts, actually. I think of all the concerts that we've played in Greece, our favorite has been at Athens Concert Hall, Megaron Mouzikis, gorgeous, wow. German style, beautiful recital hall. But, looking into the future, I feel like there's a concert in our future that would trump that even. Mm-hmm. Mount Olympus. That's what we got to do.
Oh, yes. Perfect. The namesake right there for you. So they will mount Mount Olympus and perform. We hope so. Okay. Well, we've been speaking to the Olympus Piano Trio, and they've been in residency at NMU this week and concluding with a 12 p.m. performance at Olson Library and a 7:30 p.m. performance at Reynolds Recital Hall. Anything else we'd like to add about the residency or anything else today?
For the listeners of WNMU who are off campus, they need to know that while the concert tonight is free for NMU students with their ID, there is a $15 ticket price for adults and a $8 ticket price for under 18. So if you're an NMU student with an ID, you are good to go. And if you are not, you have a little ticket price, and those tickets are available at the door.
Okay, perfect. And if you need any more information about the Olympus Piano Trio, you can take a look at nmu.edu/music. And again, these events are funded by the Cyril Endowment for the Music Arts, so it's a really nice treat that we can have them here, not only for this concert, but all throughout this week we've been hearing from them at different places on campus and in the Reynolds Recital Hall as well. So we are going to conclude the interview with a little bit more music from the Olympus Piano Trio. Thank you so much for joining us today. The Olympus Piano Trio, again, in residency here at Northern Michigan University from March 28th to the 31st. We'll be right back here on listener-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM, Marquette.